Memorial services are being held today throughout South Africa in remembrance of those killed in a platinum mine. The 34 mine workers were gunned down last week by police as they were striking for an increase in their pay. Archbishop of Durban, South Africa, Cardinal Wilfred Napier, spoke with Vatican Radio about the tragedy.
I think there are two words to describe the feeling of most South Africans. The first feeling is a feeling of sorrow, and sorrow and disappointment that this has happened. That would be the first feeling. The second feeling, I would say, is a feeling of shock. Shock because we never thought that something like this could happen, and that our police force would be involved in a shooting of so many people. And the two reasons for that. The first reason is that when the police last were involved in such a massacre was in 1961 or 1960 in Sharpeville, when there was a huge number of people. I think it was 60-something people were killed. A large number of them were shot in the back, in other words, indicating that even though they had been protesting before the police station, but once the police had opened fire, the people started running away. So there was no longer any threat to the police at that time, it would seem. With the shootings at Marikana, I think it's too early to say, before the inquiry has made its findings, what the police action, why the police action took the particular form that it did, how many people were shot in the back, how many were close up to the police, and so on. I think all those details would need to come out later on. But the I think the sadness comes from the fact that this has happened at a time when we believe that such actions by the police would not easily happen again.
These events have also underlined the issue of poverty among mine workers. In which way is the church helping people suffering because of it?
I think in every single one of our dioceses, and certainly in the Archdiocese of Durban, almost every parish has some kind of a feeding scheme, some kind of a plan for assisting the poor, either giving them food or clothing or some other help. In that way, the church is certainly very active. Where we probably need to become more active would be in enabling people to negotiate outcomes of conflicts such as the one that happened in Marikana, where the mine workers were divided, first of all, between two unions who both seemed to exclude the other from any type of negotiation. I think in those kinds of conflict situations, the church could help, but I think it's more likely that the help would come in the form of an inter-church intervention or even an inter-religious intervention rather than a specific church taking on the responsibility. And the reason for saying that is that we do have some very active inter-church and inter-faith meetings or councils actually operating in different parts of the country. And often these religious leaders would, for both parties, would constitute an independent and non-partisan type of intervention.
Can religious leaders also play a role in stopping further violence and in encouraging dialogue?
Oh yes, I'm sure that has been one of the reactions of the religious leaders to the events. First of all, to organize prayer meetings and also to make offers to intervene where necessary. And thirdly, to call on the government to do something about the, first of all, to hold an inquiry and find out what was the root cause of the shooting that took place. But I think as churches and as religious leaders, we also need to look at the deeper problems that lie in our society at present. And one of the deepest problems, I believe, is that life has lost its meaning, has lost its value for many people. And this is somewhere where the church has a very, very specific role to play. And I say church rather than religion because I can speak for the church. I can't speak for all religions. We, particularly Catholic Church, we have a very, very rich teaching, social doctrine, in which we underline the value of human life, and that this human life is the biggest value that any society has and therefore should be protected. And that is why, as church, we continue to promote respect for life. Indeed, in a few weeks' time, we will be holding here in Durban a march or a walk of reparation for all the abortions, legal abortions, that have taken place since 1997, when the abortion law was made very, very free and easy and liberal, so that abortion on demand is actual fact in South Africa today. Many of us believe that that is one of the deeper reasons why we have lost our respect for life. If you do not protect life at its most vulnerable, at its most defenseless, then any other life is also going to be at risk.
Do you think that this sensitive issue, the facts that happened at Marikana, are going to divide the country and the people in any way?
I don't think necessarily. I think the way in which the ordinary people of all races have reacted to the events shows that at least in this one thing we are united, and that is that the police should be protecting the citizens and should not be a threat to the citizens of the country. The second thing that I think people are united on is that when people have protest marches or protest actions, they should not be armed. If their protest is about working conditions, it should be about working conditions and should not take the form of an armed uprising against the employer or against the police or whoever is protecting the employer. Those are two things I think that the country is certainly united on. I think a further reason why I do not expect this kind of an event to have any dividing effect on the country is that it wasn't one color of police that were shooting at black miners. There were a mixture of police, as far as I know, but the inquiry can determine that. The majority of the police were black. All the miners, as far as I know, were black as well. So one couldn't say that this is going to divide the nation. It will, I also believe, put more pressure on the trade unions to re-examine the way in which they organize protests. And this has been one of the things that has been disturbing us for a long time, that the unions have not taken responsibility for the actions, sometimes violent, sometimes property-destroying actions, of their members when there is a protest action on the go.